Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, November 5th. You'll be interested to know. 33 years ago, today, in 1992, Long Beach, California welcomed a new resident of about 8 pounds, 7 ounces. His parents sometimes called him Larry the Lobster, but we all know him now as just Mikey. So happy birthday to you, Mr. Pays. Everyone here at Sunny Mornings hopes you have a great day. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. This morning, it's looking clean, with waves around 2 feet. Conditions will remain steady throughout the morning before shifting to fair by the afternoon as the wind picks up. Expect onshore winds at about 5 miles per hour later in the day, making for choppier conditions. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with the 6-foot outgoing high tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 13 seconds and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 7 feet at 8 a.m., followed by a -1-foot low tide just before 3. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start with clean 2 to 3 foot waves on Thursday, with light winds from the east. Friday maintains similar size but transitions to fair conditions as winds pick up slightly from the north. Saturday sees a decline in swell, dropping to 1 to 2 feet, with fair conditions persisting throughout the day as winds shift onshore. This morning, it's patchy drizzle and it feels like 60 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:56 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:19. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle early today, clearing to partly sunny skies with a high near 66. And a light east wind at 5 to 10. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 58 and a light northwest breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 66 and a west-northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Friday into Sunday, stay mostly sunny with highs rising from about 71 Friday to around 74 Sunday and mild nights in the upper 50s to around 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Los Angeles Police Department's report on the Palisades fire revealed significant issues, including communication breakdowns, sloppy record keeping, and poor coordination with the city's fire department. The January blaze, described as a once-in-a-lifetime cataclysmic event, resulted in the tragic loss of 12 lives and the destruction of over 6,000 structures. Despite the challenges, including flames advancing at 300 yards a minute, the department's report praised the heroic actions of officers and identified valuable lessons for future climate-related disasters. With more than 60,000 people evacuated, the LAPD was in a heightened alert state for 29 days, leading to resource allocation challenges and delayed responses to some calls. Now on to sports. Following an action-packed trade deadline, the NFL season remains wide open. 4 of the top 7 Super Bowl contenders lost in Week 9, altering the odds to win the Super Bowl. The Indianapolis Colts made a significant trade for All-Pro cornerback Sauce Gardner, solidifying their push for a Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs maintain the top spot in Super Bowl odds despite a loss to the Buffalo Bills. The Bills have jumped to second with odds plus 600, while the Detroit Lions, Los Angeles Rams, and Philadelphia Eagles are tied for third at plus 800. The Colts and Seattle Seahawks also improved their odds, with the Colts now at plus 1,100 and the Seahawks at plus 1,400. In local sports, Clippers owner Steve Ballmer is facing a lawsuit from 11 investors who claim he used Aspiration, his other business, to secretly pay Kawhi Leonard and evade the NBA salary cap. The investors allege they were defrauded after discovering Ballmer's actions masked a scheme to pay Leonard millions while keeping Aspiration afloat. The lawsuit seeks at least $50 million in damages. Attorney Skip Miller stated the amended complaint added Ballmer and his investment group as defendants following allegations of a $28 million deal with Leonard. The NBA is investigating these serious allegations. In top news, Six Flags America has permanently closed after 51 years of operation. The amusement park, located in Bowie, Maryland, shut its gates for the last time on Sunday. Fans criticized the chain for closing the historic 108-year-old Wild One roller coaster. On its final day, large crowds flocked to enjoy the rides, with wait times exceeding 2 hours for popular attractions. Unfortunately, the Superman Ride of Steel suffered a mechanical issue, disappointing many fans. Local officials are committed to a thoughtful redevelopment process for the site, which has long been a cherished part of the community. In business news, OpenAI announced it has signed a 7-year, $38 billion deal with Amazon Web Services to buy cloud services for products like ChatGPT and Sora. This agreement provides access to hundreds of thousands of NVIDIA graphics processors for training and running AI models. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman stated, "Scaling frontier AI requires massive, reliable compute." The company will use Amazon Web Services immediately, with all planned capacity online by the end of 2026. Despite challenges, OpenAI's annualized revenue run rate is expected to reach about $20 billion by year's end. The company is also laying the groundwork for an initial public offering that could value it at up to $1 trillion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 5% to $102,000. Ethereum is down 8% to just over $3,300. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.25. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The Internet Archive's legal battles have concluded, but founder Brewster Call laments the losses, stating, "We survived, but it wiped out the library." Last month, the Internet Archive celebrated its trillionth archived webpage, with San Francisco designating October 22nd as Internet Archive Day. Despite emerging from copyright disputes, the archive lost over 500,000 books from its open library. Call believes the world became stupider due to these losses, yet he remains dedicated to new projects. He aims to transform the Internet Archive into a vital resource, emphasizing the importance of libraries in preserving knowledge. And in entertainment news, real humans do not stream Drake songs 23 hours a day, a rapper suing Spotify claims. This proposed class action may force Spotify to reimburse artists harmed by streaming fraud. The lawsuit alleges that Spotify profits from fake Drake streams, robbing other artists of hundreds of millions in revenue shares. Filed by the American rapper known as RBX, the lawsuit claims that Spotify ignores billions of fraudulent streams each month. RBX argues that Spotify benefits from bot networks that inflate user numbers, ultimately impacting artist earnings. The outcome could affect over 100,000 rights holders since January 1st, 2018. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Jim Rohn. And he said, "Success is not to be pursued. It is to be attracted by the person you become." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.